Right now, though, let's go live to the US. The trial of the former Minneapolis police officer accused of the murder last May of George Floyd is in its second day. Let's get the very latest from our US correspondent, Simon Marks, who joins me live from Washington. Afternoon, Simon.
Well, good afternoon to you, Chris. It's been another very, very dramatic couple of hours in the courtroom. Searing testimony from prosecution witnesses. The defense has just wrapped up questioning the 18-year-old woman whose cell phone video went viral around the world. And now we can just listen in as prosecutor Jerry Blackwell comes back to engage in what's known as redirect of Darnella Frazier, that 18-year-old witness.
To either attack or threaten Mr. Shop?
No.
And do you think if somebody came across the street to attack or threaten Mr. Shop, you had your camera going, you'd have recorded it?
Correct.
Now, he asked some questions about, again, the bystanders who were there, and he talked with you about that, those bystanders. Did you see a single thing that indicated to you that Mr. Chauvin was afraid of you, your little cousin, or a single one of the bystanders?
No.
So what the prosecutor, Jerry Blackwell, is trying to establish there is that while the defense lawyers have been asking questions about Darnella Frazier's motivation for being on that street corner, for recording that cell phone video, he's trying to underscore what he hopes he established during his initial round of questioning with her, that she captured those images because she was so deeply troubled by what she was witnessing. And certainly in testimony just about an hour or so ago, she offered one of the most searing assessments that we've heard from any witness yet about precisely what was taking place on that Minneapolis street corner last May the 25th when Officer Chauvin had his knee pressed against George Floyd's neck for 9.5 minutes.
I see a man on the ground and I see a cop kneeling down on him.
Was there anything about the scene that you didn't want your cousin to see?
Yes.
And what was that?
A man terrified, scared, begging for his life. It wasn't right. He was suffering. He was in pain.
Searing testimony from her that the defense is going to have to push back against. Searing testimony again this morning from the last witness we heard from on Monday night at the end of the first day of the trial, Donald Williams, another bystander, a martial arts fighter and small businessman in Minneapolis, who again just happened on the scene as police were trying to arrest George Floyd on that charge relating to claims that he had used a counterfeit $20 bill in a local convenience store. Mr. Williams became so concerned by what he was witnessing and by the failure of Officer Chauvin and the other police officers at the scene to respond when bystanders alerted them to the fact that, as Mr. Williams put it yesterday, the life was slowly fading out of George Floyd, that he actually picked up the phone and called the police to alert the police that one of their officers was engaged in what he believed was an act of murder.
Yeah, me and the dude next the whole time, Officer 987, the man went, stopped breathing. He wasn't resisting arrest or nothing. He was already in handcuffs. He was unresponsive. He wasn't resisting arrest or any of it.
Contemporaneous evidence then, as everything was taking place in front of him, of his concern about the nature of Officer Chauvin's behavior. He was then asked, didn't it seem a little bit odd that he was calling the police about the police?
That is correct. I did call the police on the police.
Right. And why did you do that?
Because I believe I witnessed a murder.
So this has not been a great morning for Derek Chauvin's defense lawyers. But remember that yesterday, on the first day of evidence, as they made their opening arguments in this case, they said that they are going to prove that the death of George Floyd is about a lot more than simply one 9.5-minute piece of viral videotape. They are going to argue strenuously that George Floyd was, as the prosecution has conceded, an opioid addict. He had what some medical experts are expected to testify was near fatal levels of fentanyl inside his system at the time of his attempted arrest. And it's absolutely apparent that Mr. Floyd's drug use is going to be an issue that the defense hammers away at in their bid to prove that it wasn't Derek Chauvin who murdered George Floyd. It was George Floyd who essentially killed himself by engaging in unsafe activity with controlled substances. So that all lies ahead. And of course, we'll only be hearing that testimony when the defense get to mount their case. For the next several days, those defense lawyers and Mr. Chauvin himself are going to have to sit there listening to prosecution witness after prosecution witness describe in clearly, many of them, very emotional terms what they were witnessing on the streets of Minneapolis last May.
All right, Simon, thank you very much for the update. That's our US correspondent Simon Marks there for us live from Washington. More from him throughout the evening.